God is moving on the streets.
If we can touch that one gang member with that one word, we can reach entire gangs. We can reach entire cities.
We, the people of God, are going to bring the light into the darkness.
They're like sheep without a shepherd.
They don't know him yet.
A lot of times they feel trapped.
Anyone that's growing in light is going to have an increasing heart for those who are in darkness.
Go in his power and in his love and demonstrate who he is.
I see a few people made a believer out of me.
We send them out two by two.
To a wounded and dying world. Not to condemn, but to love.
Know his love, man. He really loves you.
The dead raised, the sick healed, devil cast out in great measure, the poor looked after, and it should be normal Christianity.
God's heart burns for the lost, and he wants us to take the prophetic to the streets.
Welcome to Extreme Prophetic. My name is Patricia King, and I'm glad that you're with us for today's program on heavenly beings. Who are these heavenly beings, and what do they do? Well, join us for the whole program. Charlie Robinson's going to be with us, and you'll find out that and more. And you know what? There's sure to be a special destiny word just for you.
Man, when I was in Argentina, and an angel came into my bedroom in the middle of the night. Sometimes I don't even know where I am. So it's like, how in the world does God know where I am? And this angel showed up in the middle of the night, blew a shofar, a ram's horn, in my bedroom. I wake up by this noise, and the angel, the fear of God was in the room. The destiny, the purpose of God was there. I was all lit up. I sit up in the room, and the room was just permeated with the fragrance of God and the terror of the Lord and the awesome presence of God. And the angel speaks to me, and he simply says, "Seize the moment."
Welcome to Insights. We're going to talk about the subject of heavenly beings. What are they? What do they do? And although we can't cover, you know, the fullness of that topic today, we're going to give you just a little bit of an appetizer. I do want to say this, is that there is an increase of angelic visitation and visitation of the supernatural realm, such as, you know, people seeing visions of Jesus and having encounters with Jesus and with his angels and other heavenly beings. And I want to take you to a clip right now of a young girl. She's just a little girl who actually had a trip up into heaven and had some encounters there. And so why don't you listen to this clip, The Innocence of a Little Child.
Rainbow angel took me to heaven, and we flew up there one night, and really I saw like all these angels gathering around this big red carpet, and first there was like this medium light walking down it, and then a big light, and I was imagining that would be God probably.
How precious is that? You know, just the innocence of a little child being touched by the Spirit of God, taken into a heavenly encounter and seeing in the realm of glory. You know, we have a book called Adventures with the King series, and this is The Heavenly City. I actually wrote it for my grandson before he was born, and it's all about real visitations into the heavenly realm that people have had, encounters with angels and that, and I wrote it up in storybook form. And we in particular get letters back from a lot of little boys ages 9 to 11 who have had tremendous encounters with God after reading this book. And so you might want to go online. We have an online web store at extremeprophetic.com where you can pick up Adventures with the King, The Heavenly City, as well as other material. Now, what do we mean when we talk about heavenly beings? You know, in 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 18, it says that the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are not seen are eternal. And so when we become born again, we're part of eternal life. We have an eternal life the moment we're born again. It's within our spirit. It's within our spirit man. It says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 that if any man is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away and new things have come. So all things have become new. He's talking about our spirit man. And so in our spirit man, we can have encounters with angelic beings, with heavenly beings, with even the Lord himself. So we're going to look at what these heavenly beings are, what they do, who they are, and we'll just study just a few of them here. And the first one is the Lord himself. And out of Isaiah 6, we see that the prophet Isaiah, it says, he saw the Lord in a vision, high and lofty and lifted up, and the train of his robe, it filled the temple. And so he actually had a vision of Jesus. We find that on the streets now, we're finding even unsaved people who have had visions of the Lord. We're going to take you to a little clip on a young man. His name is Jory. He was only about 21, 22 years old when we got this clip. He was just a addicted to drugs when he had a vision of Jesus and was given assurance of Jesus' love. Let's go to that now.
I was just laying there alone, hopeless. I felt hopeless. I was just, it's just the worst place in the world to be, that feeling, being alone and feeling hopeless and trapped. Like there's nowhere to turn. Like the whole world is just doesn't care. I don't know. You know there's people out there that do care, but in those moments of like desperation, you can't feel it. You can't. You just feel alone. And I was looking up there and I seen my drug affected mind seen the face of a person on there. And to me at that point it looked like Jesus, and I don't know. It was pretty cool. It made me cry. I don't know.
The Lord told me to tell you it was him. How merciful our God is to appear to someone in the midst of their darkness. And it's because he's light. And you know what? He's light inside of you too. Another heavenly being are the angels that the scripture talks about. In Hebrews 1:14, it says that the angels are ministering spirits sent to minister to us. And also in Hebrews 12, verse 22, it says, but you've come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, to the heavenly Jerusalem and to myriads of angels. That's thousands of them. Also, we see in Revelation chapter 4 and verse 5 that there's the sevenfold Spirit of God, and that is speaking about the Holy Spirit. And of course there's different dimensions of the Holy Spirit. There's a sevenfold dimension. We have a course called Encountering the Sevenfold Spirit of God. In Revelation chapter 4 in the Amplified Version, it says encountering the sevenfold Holy Spirit, the sevenfold Spirit of God. And so that teaches you how to have encounters with Holy Spirit and the different dimensions of him. We also have in Revelation 4, 6, it talks about the four living creatures that are full of eyes in front and behind. And so there's these creatures, and there's many different kinds of creatures in the heavenly realm. And as you read, especially through the book of Revelation, you'll see the description. You'll see there's things like elders and living creatures and myriads of angels and all these kinds of things, because these are very real heavenly beings. Some are in the form of ox, some are in the form of eagle, some in lion, some in human form, all different kinds of forms. You can read about that in the Bible. And in our Glory School, we actually do a teaching on angels, an entire session on that. And then we have in Hebrews 12, 1, we'll talk about this later, the great cloud of witnesses that surrounds us. And so these are a little bit of a taste of all the heavenly beings that are mentioned within the scriptures. And we want to introduce you again. Go online to our web store. You'll find all kinds of material that will help you. We have books, tapes, CDs on this very subject. We're going to take you to break right now.
If you want to learn how to experience the supernatural presence and power of God, then this is the course for you. Learn how to know God in an intimate way, receive teaching on angels, heaven, and supernatural phenomena. The school is informative, exciting, and life-changing. Register soon, as enrollment for the school is limited. For more information, visit our website at extremeprophetic.com.
Angels are definitely real. Whether or not people want to believe it or not, I've seen them with my own eyes. So when I was in Holland touring with my mother, I saw we were in a conference center. And during the praise and worship, I saw these huge, massive angels. One, there was two sets of them. There was one that was so big, you could only see the bottom half of them. The rest of it was going through the top of the building. You could only really see the feet and legs. And then there was other angels about 4 meters, 15 feet high, huge angels, just massive angels, just glowing, had an aura around them, shining like very bright yellow and white light. But they were huge, they were massive, and just not rough looking, but very pristine and clean, very holy. It was amazing for me to see.
Welcome to God Talk with me today. I have Charlie Robinson, who is a seer prophet, works with Fresh Fire Ministries, and is very acquainted with the glory and with heavenly beings. And you've had lots of experiences in this realm. In fact, I remember on one of our previous programs in another season, you talked about a visitation that you had with an angel in the motor vehicle license place as you were getting your motor vehicle license. And that was an astounding story. But you've also had visitations of the Holy Spirit, and you've yes. had the Holy Spirit appear to you. This is like God the Father gave us the Holy Spirit to be with us in the earth so he would lead us and guide us into all truth. So why don't you tell us about that visitation?
This happened in Peterborough, Ontario, and I was staying at the home of a police officer who happened to go to that church, and I was all dressed, ready to go to the meeting, and he said, we'll have to wait 5 minutes. So I hadn't washed my hair because we'd been on the road for so many days. So I ran into the bathroom, just put my head under the sink, and was washing my hair. And from my right-hand side, the person of the Holy Spirit walked up and stood beside me. I began to weep profusely. The presence of God came so powerfully. And what I felt just emanating from the Holy Spirit was pure humility. And he stood there and he looked at me and he was waiting for me to speak. And he wasn't going to say anything. And I knew in myself he wasn't going to say anything until I spoke. And so I said, Holy Spirit, what are you doing here? And he looked at me and he said, I'm going to the meeting with you tonight. And, you know, we take that for granted. But he told me he was going to the meeting with me. And so,
did you actually see him, Charlie?
Yes, I did.
And what did he look like?
You know what? He was shorter than I was. And he was, even his posture was very humble. His head wasn't up in the air. It was sort of, as he looked at me with just tremendous compassion, he held his hands in front of him just like this, and he looked at me. And the humility of his face. And what did his, people say, what did his face look like? I can only describe it as this, looking extremely youthful and yet eternal at the same time.
Wow.
And the pureness, almost the pureness of a baby looking. And yet there was a twinkle in his eye that I saw, this gleam. It was like, you know, he had a tremendous sense of humor at the same time.
Wow. I love him. I've never actually seen a vision of him. And of course, God can manifest himself in different ways
yes.
to different people. He can appear differently at different times because he's God. There's all kinds of different facets to him, different aspects to his nature and things like that. So at that particular time, he was definitely showing you his humility.
Yes.
He was revealing his humility
to
you.
Tremendous humility.
That is amazing. And you know what I think is neat is that he said he's going to the meeting with you.
Yes.
You know, I've been in meetings where the Holy Spirit was moving. I didn't actually see his person there, but he's been in the meetings. You could tell the flow was there. And people that were leading the meeting decided it was time to go on to announcements or whatever. And they shut down the move. Mm. And you could feel in the spirit that the Holy Spirit just sat down and he waited. He'll come with us into meetings, but he will only take the place that he's given.
Yes.
So what happened to you that night when the Holy Spirit went with you?
I got in the car and I asked the police officer if I could sit in the back, and he told me he was used to that. So he's up front driving, I'm in the back. And the Holy Spirit is the only time this ever happened like this in my life. And he sat beside me, and I felt so much love and humility. I went to the meeting. I sat at the back of the church alone with the Holy Spirit. And when I got up, he spoke to me. He spoke in my ear for 15 minutes, and I began to speak in the Holy Spirit, the love of God, the compassion, wow. the humility. And after 15 minutes, he whispered in my ear, I'm done. And so I said, I'm done. And you could feel there was about 250 people that went, you're done? 15 minutes? And then the Holy Spirit said, pray for the worshipers in the the church that are in the worship teams. 25 people stood up, and 24 of them went down immediately under the power. Chairs were flipping and flopping, and the last guy was the big bass player. I said, Holy Ghost, get that guy too. And he literally came forth and just went and just came upon the people. And there was miracles, signs and wonders like I'd never seen, manifestations of the glory, just because the Holy Spirit was there.
That's what it says in Acts 2. It says the Holy Spirit will be poured out upon all flesh in the last days, on all mankind. And when that happens, signs and wonders will be seen. Yes. Signs and wonders will be evident. It's part of who God is. He's a miracle working God, and he's very present with us today. I remember being in a meeting one time. We were actually in a prayer meeting. The Holy Spirit's presence was so thick. He was leading us in prayer. We were following his direction. And then all of a sudden, I just felt a leading to look up. And when I looked up, I saw this enormous angel in my home, and we had had a balcony above the living room. So between the living room and the upper balcony, we're talking about, 16 feet of space. And that angel, his head went up right through the roof. Wow. So he was over 16 feet tall. And he had a wing that stretched out over across the balcony, through the wall, and right through the wall of the house. And so it must have been at least a 20-foot wing, about 6 feet deep. And you could feel the presence of the Holy Spirit, but also of the angel that had been sent. The Holy Spirit spoke to me after that visitation. He said, I sent that angel there so that you would know that you're under my protection. It was just a sense of wanting me to know that in a time of warfare, in a time of great resistance, that God was with me. Now, Charlie, the Lord spoke to you a little while ago about the great cloud of witnesses.
Yes.
And he gave you a word, actually. Do you want to share that with us?
Yes. About a year and a half ago, the Lord spoke to me, because the last 20 years of my life, God has put a desire in my heart to seek the glory of God for his glory and to release it in the body. And about a year and a half or so ago, he said, Charlie, do you want to know what the next level that you're going to in my glory and what I'm bringing the church into next in the glory of God? And I said, what, Lord? And he said, the great cloud of witnesses. And I thought, the great cloud of witnesses, wow, that the Bible talks about. And it talks about, of course, mm-hmm. Jesus was on the mountain, and Elijah and Elisha appeared to him and to the disciples as well. And so I went to Todd Bentley and I said, Todd, what do you think is the next thing that God is going to do regarding the glory of God? And he looked at me and he said, Charlie, the great cloud of witnesses.
No. In this subject, of course, which is very controversial, we know through Scripture, Hebrews 12:1, that the great cloud of witnesses are a real company that's in heaven, and it says that they surround us. Okay? Now, this isn't necromancy, because necromancy is all about the dead and communication with the dead. But the great cloud of witnesses, they are the saints gone before us.
Yes.
So, I mean, they're not dead. They're not dead. So, when in Matthew 17, when Moses, who God said in the physical realm he had died, right? He said to Joshua in Joshua 1, my servant Moses is dead.
Yeah.
So in the physical realm he was dead, but not eternally. And so in the Mount of Transfiguration, who shows up but Moses and Elijah? Now, Jesus wasn't in his God role at that time. He was in his man role when he was in the earth. And he took with him Peter, James, and John. And it said that these Elijah and Moses appeared to all of them and spoke to Jesus in the company of Peter, James, and John. And so this is, of course, a very controversial thing, because people might think, well, isn't that necromancy? But the thing is Elijah, there's no even evidence that he even died a physical death.
Mm-hmm.
But we know that Moses and Elijah didn't die a spiritual death, because they had faith in the Messiah, even in the Old Testament. And so here there was a communication with these saints that had gone on before, with Jesus, with Peter, James, and John. And I find it interesting, in Matthew 17, it says that a voice came out of a cloud. It says, while he was still speaking, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud said, this is my beloved son with whom I am well pleased. Now it says there's a great cloud of witnesses.
Yeah.
And then here we say, out of the cloud, a voice spoke. So that means Jesus is in the midst. I mean, God is in the midst of the great cloud of witnesses, and he was once speaking, endorsing Jesus the Son, because God, of course, is Jesus God and Jesus man, who cut both parts of the covenant. But we're hearing evidence of people today, believers today, are having visitation from the great cloud of witnesses.
Yeah.
And is this okay? And, you know, I mean, people say, well, that might be necromancy, but is it?
No, it's not. You know, and God chooses to speak. The Bible says he speaks in different ways. And especially in this hour and this time, you know, the cloud of witnesses are alive. They're alive. They're in heaven. And they're just men made perfect. And I had an experience in Indonesia and Jakarta when we were worshiping. And the lady running the meeting began to dance under the power of God for the first time in 4 years. And when she did, now I'm not saying that Catherine Kuhlman walked up to me and sat down, but like a lightning flash, there was Catherine Kuhlman. Just a flash. It lasted that long. In a vision, standing there. And looking at me very, like, intensely. Because the glory of God and the release of the anointing and the Holy Spirit that was going on at that time, it was a similar kind of experience. And when I told the lady immediately after that who had been dancing, she screamed and she jumped up because a prophet had been in her home a week before and said, Evie, when you finally let God make, when you finally dance for the Lord, Catherine Kuhlman is going to show up in that meeting.
Wow. And there it was, fulfilled right in her midst
right there.
And you were right there to witness
yes.
it and to let her know what had happened. Absolutely amazing. There's more amazing stuff after the break.
Join the Extreme Team for 2 entire days and evenings of activation into supernatural experience. Learn how to access the third heaven, interact with angels, and experience a variety of kingdom encounters. This exciting faith-building course is only available to those who have completed a glory school through live seminars or audio CDs or tapes. Go online at extremeprophetic.com to find out how you can attend the next Glory to Glory school.
I was driving down the freeway and all of a sudden an angel appeared in a physical form right next to me. He was really hugely built. I'm a massage therapist, so I know what muscles look like. He had muscles that don't exist. I wasn't frightened at all until the point I got home when I was completely in a state of shock. I didn't speak for 3 days. The angel pointed at me and he told me that I would be protected forever because he's not gonna leave me ever. And everybody's got that around them.
Welcome to Destiny Words. We're excited about the opportunity to prophesy over you. And I want to share, first of all, just a little testimony, because this prophetic word is for someone out there, but it ties in with this testimony I have, is that a few years ago now, I was visited by an angel called Prosperity. The Lord gave me the revelation on it. And it was a wonderful encounter. I actually saw the color of the angel. I didn't see its full form, but I saw the color. It was kind of a light-colored green, but it was, you know, very clear, the color. And it came in shimmering light. It was like moving light. And the Lord said, that is a Prosperity angel that I'm going to assign to you. And when I lead you, you will be able to pray for the dispatching of that angels into certain churches and people's lives that I lead you to do that in. And so we've had the privilege of doing that. But within days after that visitation, we received in our home a green feather on our couch. And it was a sign that visitation had been real. Now, there's someone watching. This is the word. I wanted to tell you the story first about the angel of prosperity so you'd have faith to believe this. There's someone watching this program right now. You are in financial desperation. You've been believing God. You've been praying. You've been fasting. You've been obeying the scripture, and you've not had your breakthrough yet. In fact, there is a loan that you have that is due within the next 10 days. There's no visible means of having that loan met. In fact, if anything, things are worse than ever. You've just lost some position that you had, which had promised you some money, and now that's not there. But the Lord says that he's dispatching this prosperity angel to you that is going to go out and serve you in the area of having more than enough. That's true Bible prosperity. Enough for you to extravagantly worship God, enough left over to meet your own needs and to help meet the needs of others. That is what you are coming into. And he says, don't worry a bit about that money that's due within the next 10 days, because God has a plan for you and he's sending an angel to help.
I believe that right now, in fact, during this program, as we ministered about angels and heavenly beings, that God is releasing angels right now into many homes watching this program. And what angels do, they minister to the heirs of salvation, the Bible says. And I believe that many of you watching right now are going to have angelic visitations, are going to have angels come to your home. God desires the visitation of angels. He's called the Lord of hosts, which is the Lord of the armies of heaven. And so, Lord, we just release right now the visitation, and we thank you, Lord, for the visitation of angels upon those watching this program right now.
And there's someone watching the program also that a little while ago you had a visitation from an angel. You could feel its presence. You felt it was a warrior angel, but you lacked confidence. You thought, could this really be God, or is this my imagination, or am I just, you know, am I off the wall? And the Lord says, no, that wasn't you. That wasn't just any figment of your soulish imagination. That was a real angel that he's dispatched to, and it's a warring angel. And in fact, you're just starting to get pretty choked up right now because you think, oh my goodness, you know, that was for real? Really? That's amazing. And so a number of others of you, I'm just getting that you're going to start having angelic visitation. In fact, we pray for visitation of Jesus Christ, a stronger sense of the Holy Spirit and his visitation in your life. There's going to be an escalation of heavenly visitation that is absolutely awesome. In fact, some of you are going to be writing some things down in your journal within the next 3 days that are evidence of heavenly visitation.
Become a Breaker Team member today and partner with us in God's Media Army and Harvest Teams through your monthly financial gift of $30 or more. As a partner, you are prayed for every day by skilled intercessors on our team. You receive special gifts, reduced registration fees, and exclusive privileges during many Extreme Prophetic sponsored events. As a Breaker Team financial partner, you receive the Breaker anointing that rests upon Extreme Prophetic. Partner with us today and join the Extreme Prophetic family.
We would absolutely love to have you join us as partners. And you know, a number of you have been waiting throughout this program for a special destiny word, and here it is. It's this: God loves you with an everlasting love. He really does. Join us online.
Demons and angels do exist, and they do visit man today, and they do come, both angels and demons, with messages for man. And we have a choice to make right now. Are you going to believe when you have an experience, or are you going to pretend like it didn't happen?
Don't be surprised if you sense the presence of an angel or actually see a vision of an angel.
I like to call it my rainbow angel. He has wings, two pairs of wings coming out of his shoulder, then out of his ribcage. Then he has a metal little dot, and then a lightning bolt that's coming out of that.
Sometimes they carry swords or a little shield or something, or a little helmet.
Angels really do assist us. They're not some beings that are just somewhere out in the cosmos. They're here to help us.
The angel that came was about 20 feet tall, and towered actually through the apartment ceiling.
I was visited by a revival angel in a motor vehicle branch office.